Research is a dangerous thing, especially when it comes to life decisions. You might decide, like I did, to shut down your podcast, reader groups, and scale back on other things, all to show up better and more effectively. Yep, that's what happened to me, and that's what I'm here to talk about in this final sort of mostly yes episode of the Author Elevate podcast. Again, sort of, kind of, keep listening and I will explain all of the details as well as, again, how you can take what I'm doing, pivoting, learning, etc., and hopefully be encouraged by it and inspired to take some look at streamlining your own stuff. So stay tuned. So as I mentioned before the music, this is the final episode of the Author Elevate podcast, sort of. It's slightly complicated, but not really. And no matter what, your existence is awesome. I am super glad you're here, and I am so grateful and honored by all of your viewership, listenership, attention, for really all of my podcasts, for those of you who've been following me from the beginning with Indie Book Magic. But I've really, really also enjoyed having you here for the Author Elevate podcast, and I'm excited to talk about what's going to be happening next. So let's dive into that main topic. Now, hopefully, again, as you listen to my thought processes, you'll get some ideas for your own shifts. Now, I don't know about you, but I can get seriously locked into a few things. Habit, trying to be everywhere, forgetting that little bits of time do add up to big bits of time, forgetting that I actually have, you know, chronic conditions, and also needing that little kick in the butt to move forward to where I am now versus where I was a year or two ago. And all of that kind of added up together into me coming into the new year of 2024 as I'm doing my mid-year evaluation, because if you're not aware, I actually chart my creative year from summer to summer because summers are my time of high energy, creativity. There's lots of light. It's wonderful. And so while I do my fiscal year, you know, from roughly January to December, I do my creative year, my content year, all of that from summer to summer. I also was a teacher for 8 years, so I just am sort of permanently on this school year schedule, and it works for me. But as I was kind of doing my mid-year evaluation, I started looking at what I'm doing, how I could be doing it better, where my time is going, you know, sitting down and just doing all that journaling that I talk about, you know, sitting down and just doing the work of writing things out, doing the spreadsheets, actually, you know, analyzing how I'm doing something and taking the time to think about the process instead of just getting caught up in the routine. And some things came to the surface with that. So that's a first tip for you. Sometimes habit can be great and habit can keep you going on a certain schedule. For those of you out there who maybe are just naturally habit-loving hobbits, or maybe you're on the autistic spectrum in some way and you kind of need that schedule in some way, or whatever else, for whatever other reason you're kind of sticking to routine, it can be very helpful and consistency can be great. But it is always useful to look at that habit and go, okay, is this helping me where I am now? And that's something that I had to look at. So I did, and I kind of realized, well, I completely realized, that I was spread too thin, that I was expecting myself to be too many places at once, that I was expecting myself to do too many things at once, and that it wasn't actually benefiting my overall goals as an author services provider, as a speaker, as an encourager. It felt like a lot. I felt like I was all over the place, and it wasn't actually doing as much as I thought. So I had to first step back and say, okay, this is a habit, but is this habit where I need to be now? And if not, where can I switch this? Now, I have parts of my brain that rely on routine, and I actually rely on schedules pretty heavily because I can tend to be easily disoriented and lose time if I don't. So I recommend if you're a habitual person, a habit-loving person, that you do this whole habit analysis under a very thick, comfortable blanket with some cookies or something if you're stressed out, because it's going to be a stressful process to have to change things. And that's just how it goes. So as we go into the second part of this, of trying to be everywhere, that's something that, you know, I always tell you authors out there, you do not have to be everywhere. And in fact, you shouldn't be, because you can't be. That being said, sometimes what happens is you try to like adapt to new things that were new strategies, but we forget to let go of the old ones. We forget to release the things that weren't serving us, and we kind of collect everything together. We kind of become a hoarder. And so it's not like you're trying to people please. It's not like you're trying to be everywhere. You just kind of forget that you just grabbed all of these places and you have to let some of them go. So as I looked at that and I said, wow, I'm spread too thin. I am trying to be everywhere. I somehow ended up on too many platforms that I didn't really think were actually working, but I'm not sure. Let's see where my time is going overall. And that's where I had to remember that those little bits of time add up, because I was going, well, you know what? It doesn't take that much extra. It's like 5 minutes extra to do this extra upload. It's 3 minutes extra over here, two minutes extra for this, 10 minutes over here, 3 minutes over there, 5 minutes over there. Now, I still work with clients. I still try to do some work around the house and keep the household running. I do all that unlimited energy spoons. I'm trying to write my own books. And I want to actually take some downtime when I can. So with all that coming together, I just realized I was trying to do too much and there wasn't enough time and I wasn't moving forward. And the adage that I've been using for the last year, and you guys get to hear it here, is you can't drive 5 cars. You don't move forward. So for those of you who like to collect things or collect ideas or even just get overwhelmed and kind of end up with things on your plate that you didn't need to be there, you might feel like you have a line of 5 cars at the starting line and you want to get these cars to the finish line, all 5 of them at the same time. Problem. You have to get out of one car and into the next car, and then out of one car and into the next car, and then move each one individually forward. And guess what? That takes a long time and you're not going to make it there. And maybe individually there's 1 or 2 cars that are actually more important to get there first before the other ones. Now, some of you might be saying, well, Jeanine, I actually sometimes need to tie 2 or 3 things together. That's great. We're going to talk about that in a future video, what it looks like to do sort of helpful, productive connecting of ideas if you really have to do things at the same time versus unproductive, just trying to drive 5 cars just because you've always done it. And it's not really, you know, one car isn't moving the other one forward. No one's tethered to each other here. We don't have remote control signals where you can drive 2 at once because you have remote control. We're just like getting in and out of the car each time. And that's becoming a difficulty. And so with that, I started looking at my time going, this isn't working. And I don't have the time to spend all these little bits of time. What also happened with this was that I forgot that I actually have chronic conditions. And that may sound silly unless you have chronic conditions, but sometimes to cope with chronic conditions in a world where people don't have them as much, or even a world where they do, you just learn how to let it go, how to say, oh, well, I don't really have chronic conditions. I just have to take these pills at breakfast and these pills at lunch and these pills at different at dinner. And if I forget one of those pills, oh, that's not going to be good. And I need to make sure I do this routine. Oh, I can't buy any of those products because they all make you break out in hives. Also, I can't eat that and I can't eat that and I can't eat that. And oh, I have to watch this thing over here. I get sensory processing issues with that. Oh, I have to remember to write in this journal. I'm going to forget this, but I don't really have chronic conditions. Yeah, I know. It doesn't work when you say it. But sometimes when you're trying to like deal with life, that forgetting or that putting things aside that you have to live with becomes a kind of coping mechanism. Because sometimes if you think about it, you get overwhelmed. So it's kind of like walking a tightrope. You can't look down. You just kind of look forward. But sometimes when you get so focused on looking forward, you forget that you are doing hard things and you are doing difficult things and you need to preserve your time and energy. And so that's something else I had to look at. And maybe this will also encourage you as you're thinking about this. What in your life is it something that maybe it's a chronic condition that got worse or better? Maybe it's a time commitment that you didn't expect to take as much time and you need to give yourself grace for that. Maybe it's a family commitment. Maybe it's a personal commitment. You know, remember that you have these things, they take up space, and give yourself space to process through that as a human, because you are a human and not a robot. You're an amazing creative person and you need space to breathe through your creativity. So the last thing that I kind of realized as I was working on this was that I needed that little kick in the butt to move forward to where I am now. When I started out doing podcasts, one of my big reliefs for parts of my brain that were more camera shy was that I didn't have to have my face be seen, that I didn't want to have that out there. Which was kind of interesting because I taught in classrooms for 8 years. Lots of people saw my face, but I had this big block in my head about video. And I got over that block because when I first did the Author Elevate podcast with Amy Williams as my co-host, we decided right up the gate we were going to do video, and it wasn't going to be pretty. Like, if you're on my YouTube channel, you look at the earlier videos, you know, it's very basic. We don't have great lighting. We have basic headsets on. And I just got over, through exposure therapy, I got over my fear of being seen on camera. And I was able to take, over time, I was able to take what I knew from presenting in person, in classrooms and on stages, and adapt that to doing videos. And really enjoying it and really appreciating that. And I got good feedback saying, hey, it's fun to watch you. This is interesting. You have a very animated face. That's great. And so as I thought about doing the podcast and I thought about doing YouTube, because I've been cross-posting things, I realized that that was an area where I was needed to just narrow down to one thing. Cross-posting from YouTube to the podcast or the podcast to YouTube wasn't serving what I wanted to do anymore. It wasn't helping me to serve all of you the way I wanted to anymore. It was great for a time, wonderful for a time, but it wasn't where I was now. And so with that, I had to realize and think about, well, why was this important to me? Why did I need to make this shift? And it's because to deliver YouTube videos, and I watch a fair amount of YouTube content, like fun tutorials or behind the scenes stuff or whatever, I enjoy that. When you do that kind of content, you edit it differently than when you do a podcast. They're two different mediums. And I realized that if I really wanted to do what I wanted to do on YouTube with, you know, more fun random questions and, you know, little silly things or tutorials where I did screen shares or et cetera, I would quickly find myself with a lot of content that I could not share on the podcast, because you can't really do a short PowerPoint on a podcast. You can't do videos where you do like dramatic pauses for facial expressions on a podcast. It doesn't make sense. You know, you can't see my face if you're listening to this on a podcast. And so once I realized that and realized where I wanted to go, I realized that I was still holding on to this idea that I didn't want to be seen, that I had the podcast so that if I was having a hard day, you know, I wouldn't be seen. And here's the thing. I taught for 8 years with chronic conditions. I taught when I didn't feel good, but honestly, sometimes going up there and getting to talk and getting to teach, you know, helped put me in a different space that gave me a boost in a way. And it was a little easier to project if I felt like I was talking to a person instead of just kind of a microphone. So I needed to move from where I was to being comfortable with, you know, okay, I'm just going to do a microphone in a closet, to where I am now, which is, you know what? I'm okay with being seen. I want to do videos where I'm seen. That really matters to me. And if I had to give up the podcast or the YouTube channel, I would give up the podcast versus going back to just doing podcast only and not having that visual component, especially with, again, I love doing tutorials. I love doing screen shares and those kind of things. And those things take time, and then I wouldn't be able to use them on a podcast. So I took all of these things together and kind of marinated on them and thought about them. And that's where I ended up where I am now, where I am going to be not posting to the Author Elevate podcast feeds. And I'm going to be consolidating all of my content onto my Author Elevate YouTube channel. Now, I say mostly because when I do long form interviews with guests, those can more easily be dropped on a podcast channel because it's a long discussion. It's great, it's informative, it's interesting, but it doesn't require the kind of edits or things that would make it difficult to take it from one form of media to the other. So I might be doing that in the future, but I'm not sure because, again, it takes time. And that's where I come back to time. Those little bits of time to adapt a podcast episode to a YouTube channel, or a YouTube episode to podcast, vice versa, having to think about it, having to process through all of it. I didn't have that. And it was preventing me from really embracing the medium of video by trying to be both. And so that is where I came to the place of choosing to just focus on YouTube and just doing that. And this is part of a whole larger mid-year consolidation for me. I am in the process of moving my website to a simpler platform that is going to be great and deliver great user experience, but will also be a little easier on my budget and actually be easier to look at on cell phones. It was one of those situations where I found that I had this giant mansion of a website, and I was in a place where I kind of needed to scale back to more of a tiny house or a cottage, and that's okay, and that would let me serve better. So I was working on that, and I can talk more about that in the future, my decisions behind that and what websites look like. And I've also recently shut down both of my reader groups on Facebook. Or at the time of this, I have put up messages saying I'm shutting them down in 24 hours. So depending on when you're listening to this, that's how things are going to be looking there. And the reason for that was, again, I found that the algorithms were really downgrading my groups. My groups were very chill. They weren't these crazy frenetic posts all the time groups. So according to Facebook, my groups weren't interesting. They weren't getting the engagement. And so it would downgrade them in the algorithms, even though I purposely choose to do groups that are relaxed, chill, laid back, and not full of giant posts all the time, because sometimes you don't, that stresses out your feed. So I chose to shut down both of those groups, they're in the process of shutting down as of this recording, and move that to just have people show up on my YouTube channel, have them go on my email newsletter, have them be in my Discord server, where if I post something, people will see it because I don't have an algorithm to fight with. So I've been kind of doing this on all my different areas just to really figure out what's going to work well for me moving forward. And hopefully this encourages you too as you're considering this, whether you're someone who is looking at this as a new year and trying to figure out how that works for you, whether you're someone who is, this is more of a mid-year thing, or you're kind of feeling stuck, or you're feeling uncertain, something's not right, something's not working, where do you need space? You used to have space, where did the space go? What is space, outer space? And then your brain just kind of follows that bunny trail if you're like me sometimes when I'm tired and a little distracted. So take the time, do the journaling, do the work, face where you are. It's okay. You can face it. And then let that help guide you to where you need to be. This can be hard. There can be like grieving involved if you really liked where you were, or if you were like sort of trying to live in a space where you didn't have to face your current situations. I get that. But where you are is where you're meant to be. And the next thing to do is simply live in that space, and then figure out where you can go next with that space, preferably with a blanket, cookies, or other things that you need to make yourself feel comfortable when you're doing all this crazy, stressful stuff that is, you know, the kind of thing that gives you adrenaline surges. Side note, if you've seen me in person or even seen me on my YouTube channel sometimes, I do have dyed hair usually. And I was like, I would really like to bleach and dye my hair again. And then I went, I am doing so many changes right now. Maybe I'm going to hold off on that one for a week or two and give myself a chance to adjust with where I am first. So in closing, if you were listening to this on a podcast platform, my podcast episodes that I've previously recorded will still be there in perpetuity, et cetera. I'm going to make sure they're on like a freer platform, but they are going to be there for you to listen to. Maybe if I'm doing long form interviews, I will post those there as well as I have time. So this isn't a promise, but you know, if you hop onto Spotify and go, wow, Janine had a random episode show up after a month, that was probably an interview. And I said, you know what? I have the time today. I'm just going to quickly post the interview over. But otherwise, all of my content is going to be focused on my YouTube channel. That is where it's going to live for all of you, those of you on YouTube. Hang around. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have some cool ideas. I am learning some more things about the platform and how to really optimize some of my stuff for the platform. Again, I really enjoy watching tutorials on YouTube and learning different things. So I'm really excited to get to use this as a place to teach, to encourage, to inspire, And yes, to also celebrate books, like with my three random questions book features. I'm going to be moving some stuff from my Janina Polito channel that I do not really use. I'm going to be moving those things over to this channel so that you can appreciate them here. And we're just going to have a fun time. So thank you again so much for listening to all of this. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, Patreon people, Patreon subscribers. Thank you so much. And this is a great time, if you haven't supported me on Patreon, to do it. I have tweaked my tiers just a little bit, mostly so that if you're on the $3 above level, you're still going to get your bonus content. If you're on the $5 up level, I'm committing to a worksheet or cheat sheet every month. Just for $5 a month, you're going to get weekly additional bonus content and a cheat sheet or worksheet every month just for you. First come before anyone else gets this. At the $10 level, you're going to be getting additional like discounts on my services. And then I added the $15 level. For those of you out there who have said, I would love a coaching session with Janine, but I need a payment plan. I can't do it all at once. The reason I do my coaching sessions pay in full at the beginning is partly because with taxes and transaction fees, it's the only way it really makes it beneficial for me so that I can actually like pay bills and everything. But I'm choosing through Patreon to offer to my $15 a month supporters. You can use that as a kind of payment plan for a 30-minute coaching session with me. So you sign up for Patreon, you're going to get the worksheet every month, you're going to get the weekly bonus content, and once you've paid like 5 months in, we're going to reach out and schedule a one-on-one coaching session with you and me. So you can use that as a kind of parent plan. It's something that I added just for those of you out there who are kind of extra feeling the pinch and who want that additional support. This is a great place to get it. And you can find it in the description below this video. Thank you so much for showing up. If you haven't already, please do hop over to my YouTube channel at Author Elevate and subscribe and hit the notification bell so that you don't miss anything else. And you get notified of all the cool things first. Now go forth and be awesome.